With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Trees are finally turning to their fall colors as the temperatures cool off and the leaves slowly drop. Some leaves in your yard can be good, but too much leaf coverage can block your lawn from building up carbohydrate reserves it needs to get through the winter. You can mulch your yard with broken down leaf litter, but if you already recycle grass clippings or if there are too many leaves, you will want to remove the leaves to avoid excessive thatch buildup. When recycling small amounts of leaves in your lawn, you will want to mow over them with your mower at the highest possible deck height. This will tear up leaves into smaller pieces that will make it easier for your lawn to get the sun it needs and will speed up the decomposition process of the leaf litter. If you instead want to use the leaf litter in the garden or in a compost pile, you will still need to mow over the leaves, but instead use a bag attachment. This will break down the leaves into smaller pieces and collect them in one place for you to distribute where they are needed. You will likely have more leaves than you can use in your own compost pile, so municipal compost and burn piles, or fire pits, are other options for getting rid of excess leaves. When composting yard debris, be sure not to include wood, as this takes much longer to break down. Leaves change color once chlorophyll is destroyed in the early fall and other pigments begin reflecting light. Orange and yellow pigments are present in the leaf throughout the year, while red and purple pigments are created after the chlorophyll is destroyed. The sunnier it is before the leaves are cut off from the rest of the tree as it preps for dormancy, the stronger the fall color will be. More sun leads to more photosynthesis, which leads to more sugars trapped in the leaves. If fall colors look unusually dingy, the recent weather is likely to blame. There are ways to increase the likelihood of good fall color in your landscape trees. Trees with large leaves or thick canopies will be able to photosynthesize more, which leads to those high sugar levels the leaves need for a vibrant hue. Fall is the best time to buy and plant a tree, especially if you are trying to preview what the normal fall color of an individual will look like. Keep in mind that the species of tree and the recent weather will both have a strong influence on the color of the tree you're previewing. A tree that looks drab at the garden center might be stressed out enough to not have the strong fall color you're looking for, but would brighten up once it establishes and has diligent management from you. Selecting for fall color should always be secondary to putting the right-sized tree in the right space, but assuming that characteristic requirement is met, choosing a well-colored tree will give the tree seasonal interest in your landscape for years to come. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.